Okay, let's open up to this meditation on thoughts. And as I was saying, that mindfulness is so much about moving towards and not seeing anything as an aversion or an intrusion, but befriending whatever there is. And so having an attitude of curiosity and also welcoming. And what I'd like to do is read this poem by Rumi called The Guest House. And he says it really well about how to really be able to welcome in those thoughts, whatever they are. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And so as we begin this meditation on thoughts, it's using the rain practice to first of all, recognize the thought that you're entering into this practice with, what you were just thinking of to prepare for this rain practice. So name the thought as it's arising through mental noting. It could be planning. This is planning. It could be judging, regretting, resenting, or mistrusting. And then name the tape. So use a phrase that allows you to step back from it with humor or compassion, like the example of the little engine that couldn't. And the A in the rain practice is accept, meaning just allow the thought to be present, whatever it is. Accept the thought by letting it move through you without clinging or avoiding. And now the I is investigate. So we'll investigate the thought through emotions, energy, and body sensations, starting with observe the emotion that's fueling the thought, as this is the emotion that may make the thought repetitive and reinforce a never-ending pattern of defeat. So, for example, anxiety and fear stimulates rehearsing the future. Guilt and shame stimulates rehashing the past. So notice the effect of this emotion on your mood. What emotion is attached, is fueling this thought? Just get to know it. Now investigate the thought by observing the energy. Now this is the relationship behind the thought. In other words, how are you relating to the thought? Are you running away from the thought? Are you clinging, attaching to it? Is holding on to it? Is it like that monkey holding on to the banana for dear life? Are you minimizing or denying? And so what happens is that it's the, we either cling to or we avoid, or we're just in delusion, we just don't see. And so notice the tendency of either clinging or avoiding or being averse, distancing, or just kind of denying. And now observe the thought in your body. So how is your body manifesting the thought? The body speaks the truth and is more trustworthy than thoughts which tend to weave stories that aren't true. So where in your body do you feel the tension? What does it feel like? And move into that place in the body where that thought, which is connected to the emotion, the energy, is being held. And now the N is the non-identify with whatever thought is here. So this whole time, as you've gone through the process and just really securing it, non-identify with the thought by allowing yourself to let go of judgment without clinging to or avoiding the thought, not identifying with the thought as mine. Just observe it as a non-personal event, an experience arising out of conditions and then passing away. Relax, breathe, rest, awareness, and compassion. And so, in this practice, we've identified the thought, we've named the thought, we've gotten to know the thought in the how it's manifested, how it's fueled by the emotion, the energy, how it's held in the body. But the thought does not belong to you. You don't need to identify with the thought. You can just get to know it as it expresses itself. And if you put more of your attention into the body, because that's the reliable source, you can breathe space into and out from these points of tension, tightness, constriction, or numbness, tingling, heat, cold. Open up the space. And allow the sensation to fade into the past, dissipate, or just simply be.